Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
At least again, I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. At sea and on land, where Fox's Jonathan Savage reports.
It's described as a self-defense strike on an imminent threat. We're told a group of fighters appeared to be preparing a drone or rocket attack targeting U.S. forces in Iraq. Before they could do any damage, they were taken out by a one-way United States drone. The Islamic Resistance in Iraq, which is backed by Iran, says five of its members were killed.
This after Iran-linked militants have targeted U.S. forces in the region more than 70 times in recent weeks. In the Red Sea, an American warship, the USS Kearney, fired at Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen, defending three commercial ships that had come under attack. Now to Gaza.
We've seen Black Hawk helicopters likely evacuating casualties to hospitals in central Israel. You can hear some of that artillery in the distance. A very large fire mission taking place against the northern part of the Gaza Strip right now. It's day 59 of the war between Israel and Hamas.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Sderot, Israel.
Israel is expanding their operation to the southern part of Gaza, now targeting positions on the ground near the city of Khan Yunis.
Now, Israel's been urging Palestinians to evacuate areas of heavy fighting. Officials with the Hamas-run health ministry say more than 15,000 Palestinians have been killed in the Israeli attacks. The Air Force says divers have found wreckage of the Air Force Osprey aircraft that crashed last week off the coast of Japan. They've also found the remains of five crew members. One other crew member was found last week. A former American diplomat who used to be the U.S. ambassador to Bolivia under arrest in Florida. Manuel Rocha accused of
working to promote the Cuban government's interests over the course of his 25-year diplomatic career, much of his time and work spent in Latin America during the Cold War.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Spotify is going to lay off 17% of the music streaming service's workforce. America's listening to Fox News.
Immerse yourself in premium nationwide coverage, contract-free plans, and always free activation with Consumer Cellular. Now at your local Target. While you're there, check out our newest phone, the Iris Flip. It's all the phone and camera you need, plus it features a user-friendly design, making it the perfect flip phone. From now to December 16th, you can score $10 off when you buy the Consumer Cellular Iris Flip at Target, making it only $39.99. Visit your nearest Target for the full scoop.
Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. The Fed creates and pops bubbles using interest rate manipulation. Why put the value of your IRA or 401k at their mercy? This is why I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To get a free info kit from Birch Gold, text the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to 989898. Do it now and protect your savings.
There's a manhunt in Dallas, Texas for whoever went on a shooting rampage in a house yesterday, killing three adults and a one-year-old little boy. A 15-year-old girl was wounded, now in a hospital. Police still looking for the gunman. There was also a deadly attack in a home in Queens, New York City, but that killer was found and killed.
Police have identified the suspect as Courtney Gordon, whom they say stabbed a woman, a man, and two children to death, all likely members of the same family. Another woman was also stabbed and critically hurt. NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry said officers spoke to Gordon as he left the house.
Basically a casual conversation. Hey, did you hear anything? Do you know what's going on? And the male kind of nodded, and then he drew a knife from office person, and he immediately attacked both officers.
One officer was slashed in the neck, the other in the head, just before Gordon was shot and killed. Both officers are expected to recover. In New York, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall to start the week after gains last week put the Dow at a new high for the year. Sunday night football came down to the last minute.
Mahomes going to buy the time, circle around, look, flip it up to the end zone. Kelce down there, what a contact!
Green Bay held on to beat the Kansas City Chiefs 27-19 on NBC. Earlier, San Francisco routed Philadelphia 42-19. Indianapolis beat Tennessee in overtime. Houston snapped Denver's five-game win streak. Atlanta beat the New York Jets to take the NFC South Division lead. Arizona upset Pittsburgh, Miami, Detroit, and Tampa Bay. And both LA teams, the Rams and Chargers, were all winners as well. In college football, Florida State fans are angry. The team was left out of the college football playoff Final Four after finishing the season undefeated. Texas and Alabama were chosen ahead of Florida State. Both teams have one loss. Michigan and Washington, the undefeated top two. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois State Police providing an online forum for the public to report suspected corruption. That forum for suspected public corruption allegations only. Examples can include an elected official steering contracts to friends in exchange for a monetary kickback and overbilling the contractor and embezzling the money. Illinois Department of Labor issuing a subpoena to U.S. Steel Corporation to investigate its compliance with the Illinois WARN Act. The act requires employers with 75 or more full-time employees to give workers and state local governments officials 60 days advance notice of a plant closing or mass layoff. Illinois Supreme Court ruling that people can't obtain records about their own firearm owners' ID cards through the state's Freedom of Information Act to do so. And the state's high court determined that the Illinois State Police acted properly when it denied FOIA requests from individuals who sought copies of letters explaining why their FOIA cards had been denied or revoked. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, good morning. It is Monday. This is December 4, 2023. ESPN 93.5. So glad you're up and alive and semi-alerted this hour of the morning. Mr. Greg Solier, our weatherman, you came through on wedding day, my friend, on a great forecast. It was cloudy and very mild and no rain for us for the wedding. So good news, Mr. Solier.
Good news all around, eh?
Well, and we've got, you know, mild conditions. Golly, 10 more days or so? Or
right.
What?
Yeah, there's nothing really ominous on the weather maps and charts around here. Whether you believe in take a look at those weather models, like a half dozen or more that run around, or kind of our old school approach seems to be working out okay. 30 years in the business and the mission for us around here. And yeah, some ups and downs as we get into the upcoming weekend and next week time frame. But from a major winter storm and major emergence of wintertime, still not seeing in the maps and charts, which kind of lines up nicely on the longer range stuff. And towards the holidays and into the beginning part, the new year, yeah, things get a little more problematic from a winter standpoint. Nice mild morning relative to a Dece 4 out there at 34 at Willard and Savoy now, 33 Danville, 32 Bloomington Normal, 33 up around the Kankakee. A little bit of rain and sprinkle activity as you get kind of south of the line from Springfield to Terre Haute. That's the I-70 corridor and shifting on south and southeastward. Lot of Vanguard clouds from the next weather system upstream and from the one down to the south of us for the day today. 43, though, is the expected high. That's pretty much average for a December 4th. North-northwesterly wind on the light side. That sure helps, too. We do get into a bit of rain after midnight tonight. Low down to 36. Inconceivable. Some wet snowflakes may splatter on the windshield mixed in with some of the rain. Tomorrow morning, if you wanted a coating of accumulation, northern Ford, Iroquois, Kankakee counties, and that's even on colder surfaces at that. Highs tomorrow at 42 with a west-northwest breeze and the clouds sticking around for the afternoon. We get some sun and 44-degree readings for the day on Wednesday. Big warm-up then for Thursday, Friday, part of Saturday, 54 on Thursday. A couple of showers, 57 on Friday, 60 south of Champaign. And we'll be in the lower 50s with some rain on Saturday. A couple of showers in the lower 40s next Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, again, thank you, Greg. Appreciate it very much. Let's welcome Raven Harrison. Raven, you up and semi-alert on this Monday morning?
I always am.
Always a pleasure. Raven Harrison, she's a political strategist, former congressional candidate, author of Raven's Mantle, Fighting the Betrayal of America. Are you going to run for Congress again, or are you standing down this time?
Well, I can promise you that I'm going to make a decision this week, but I will be fighting in some capacity, guaranteed.
Well, all right, well, good for you. We appreciate that. Well, again, I've talked about this a number of times. Hunter Biden's public hearing request creates GOP divisions. It's like sky's falling and I'm worried about rain. What the heck? He's going to get pardoned if there's anything, Raven. To me, I need the border. I need crime. I need inflation. I need lots. Israel, I mean, there's a lot going on there. And Hunter Biden, dysfunctional guy, I'm sorry for it, but is the president a criminal? I don't know. I just know that there's an election coming up. We'll have a chance to hopefully pick somebody else. But Hunter Biden, why waste the energy on something when it's inevitable he'll be pardoned anyway?
Well, we're doing a lot of that lately, which is really frustrating. And you are absolutely correct. The world is on fire. We have so many bigger fish to fry. And this is what we have gotten in the habit of doing, especially Republicans, is celebrating mediocrity. Example, the voters will say, we need a war on crime. And the Democrats will say, well, wars are racist. And Republicans will say, well, we're going to attack all the people who make cellophane bags that put these drugs in.
Come on, right?
Guys, just stop it. And that's where we basically are. We've gotten, Santos has been expelled, but yet you're allowing, you know, other people, one who pulled a fire alarm during session of Congress is allowed to stay. We're using expulsion for a guy who went to spa trip. I'm not saying that's correct. It's horrible. But I was saying that we should have kept Santos from even accepting office because of the criminality of things he was doing before he even got into office. But this is what we're seeing right now. Systematic. It's a systematic squirrel. World's on fire, squirrel.
There you go.
Oh, it's a big fluffy squirrel, though. Uh-huh. Look at that. Funny colors. That's really... No, listen, it's just like I've told you, I think before, you just fantasize of getting into the full session of Congress and it's saying, hey, you guys are great. Thanks for being patriots. Your goodie bags are at the door. Thank you. You're all gone. So because we've been so frustrated, it feels like one big old club. Wink, wink. I got your back, buddy. You're going to help me with my fundraiser. It's power and it's greed and it's... kind of, I think, emanating through a whole lot of the Capitol, and we're frustrated, and yet they just continue on.
Well, they continue on, but that's where we need a hip check, and that's why I tell you when I'm out here fighting this stuff, I was behind the scenes fighting McCarthy and those votes. I mean, it takes us getting involved. We have 38% turnout at these last recent elections, and we're wondering how we lost. It's really not that difficult of math. 38% turnout in 1776 means you have a British accent. That's not going to get it. People have to get involved. We have to start removing. So great, they've gotten rid of Santos. Now they're going to waste time with the Hunter Biden inquiry, thousands and millions of dollars of taxpayer money just so his father can let him off as his last official act before he leaves the presidency. You know, and what else have we got? Wide open border. And the world's on fire. Two wars, we're funding both sides. I mean, it is absolutely important and imperative that we stay on task with these politicians. And what that means is you should be lighting them up every single day. You should be blowing up the phones. What are you voting for? You know, how does this help your constituents? And holding them to task, because it does work. It worked in the speaker vote. It works when we engage.
But will they answer the phone or is it a recording?
Oh, it'll be a recording, but trust me, the intern who has to answer all of those messages when they come and come and come like they did for the speaker votes, they get it, and they will get it.
They're required to respond?
They're not required to respond. However, as most of you know, it won't be the person who answers the phone, but when their staff all quits by the end of the day because of the outpouring, of wanting accountability and wanting answers. They can't hide on the Capitol, on the Capitol grounds. So that's how it is done. It is not violence. It's just using your power as we the people to press these people and remind them who they work for, because it's easy to forget when you've got lobbyists chasing them with bags of cash.
It's Raven Harrison. How do people find your book, Raven?
They can find it on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. And in Flex bookstores.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much for being on again. It's Raven Harrison on the Tavern's Joint phone line. It is 7:14 ESPN 93.5. We jump to our sports headlines.
I know we had other things to do on Saturday the 2nd, but in the afternoon, the Illini were looking good against Rutgers.
I'm trying to remember in the last 50 years if I ever was oblivious to Illinois had a game. I did not remember they played. I did not know they played. I didn't know anything till midnight. Brad Underwood, after we just shut down Rutgers at the rack.
We didn't win this game today. We won it with our preparation early in the week. We'd had a long time off since our last game. It gave us an opportunity to get Coleman back and in practice. We had a great week of prep. I was very focused on the rebounding side of things. I was very focused on our offensive execution. We added a few things. You know, our saying, defense travels, toughness travels. To do that, we knew they would make a run. But to hold the team to 30-33%, whatever it was, when we're on the road is something I feel really, really good about. And then to just dominate the glass, double them up on the glass is very unique. So all in all, I thought Coleman was great defensively. I thought he did a great job on Cliff. And then offensively, he just spaces the floor. I thought Marcus Demosque, his floor game, his ability to score in post-ups was elite. And then obviously Terrence showed why Terrence is one of the best players in the country. So, you know, all in all, a great road win. These are like gold in this league, and I'm excited to get the first one out of the way. And, you know, we've got 19 more.
Go Illini.
Yeah. No, it was good. And now tomorrow night, Madison Square Garden. It'll be
Florida State.
Well, Florida Atlantic.
Florida Atlantic.
They were in the Final Four last year.
Number 13 at 5:30 tomorrow.
Yep.
So, go Illini. Now, when it comes to Florida State, I guess that was on my mind because, you know, they're out there saying, we've been robbed with the college football playoffs and all of that. I mean, they're 13-0. And they won their conference over Louisville with the game on the weekend. And, you know, their first-string quarterback has an injury or whatever.
I guess
that's a factor.
I guess, but Ohio State, didn't they have, like, Cordell somebody, and they won it with their third-string quarterback? They won the national championship.
Right.
Why should the quarterback injury, if you're undefeated, I don't know. I know if I'm Florida State, I'm not feeling good about
That's
undefeated
right.
and outside the top four.
That's right. So Michigan beat Iowa 26-0.
Iowa can't score. I mean, they've never
just
had
the defense.
Yeah, they have a good defense.
Right.
You know, I predicted 31-10. I gave credit to Iowa more than I should have. Michigan's real good, but they play Alabama, who's...
Because Alabama beat Georgia.
Yeah, but... Alabama's, remember that hot beats better? I wouldn't want to play Alabama at the Rose Bowl, and that's what Michigan has to do. Michigan's real good.
Yeah.
And then you got the whole cheating thing, so it's hard to root for Michigan ever.
It's true.
Particularly now. But anyway, I wanted to mention Kansas City and Green Bay last night. Controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Down 27-19, Patrick Mahomes threw a pass, and the guy was essentially tackled before the ball got there, and they didn't call it. Don't cry me a river. Just cry me a river, Kansas City. We had to go through the Saints being tackled on the 4-yard line to go to the Super Bowl, and they didn't call it.
Okay.
So I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I don't want to hear about it. It was pass interference. That just almost ruins the game and the pro game.
Because right.
50-yard penalty, first of all, it's so inconsistent, and it's so hard to call. It's kind of like a charge in basketball. Anyway, I know a lot of buzz about that game last night, but Green Bay wins it. They're certainly in the playoff hunt.
27-19 was the final over the Chiefs. Colts win in overtime over Tennessee, 31-28. And Cincinnati's at Jacksonville tonight against the Jaguars. I got to root for the Jaguars.
Oh, we're rooting for that.
Because, you know, Shad has quite a place there at the Urbana Country Club.
we gotta talk about the wedding. We will.
It was so great.
It was unbelievable. How they took care of us. Amber Talbot is the best.
Yeah.
I mean, she is awesome at Urbana. She's wonderful. Let's check weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
Let me remind you, they've got all kinds of passes, the flex passes, the pool passes. Now is the time to bundle up and save as you get into a new year with lots of fitness options. UrbanaParks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and Vicinity. Lots of clouds sticking around into the first part of the week. A warm-up for the second half of the week, another cool down the back end of the weekend. No sign of any prolonged winter weather for now on the maps and charts. The clouds stick around for the day today. One sneak peak of sun and just 43 the expected high, but that's right on target for the time of year. North-northwesterly wind. A bit of rain after midnight tonight down to 36. Even a little wet snow mixed in with some of the rain tomorrow morning early on. Mainly cloudy, the high to about 42. Winds will shift around into the west and northwest. Down to 28 for tomorrow night. Partly sunny, 44 on Wednesday. Windy and mild are up to 54 with sunshine on Thursday. Could be a shower in spots here by late Friday with a high near 57. Lower 50s on Saturday. Some shower activity expected, and we'll cool off with a couple more showers into Sunday of the back end of the weekend with high temperatures up near 42. Seasonal temperatures due in for early next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Streaming giant Spotify says it's cutting nearly a fifth of its workforce, about 1,500 people around the world, in its third round of layoffs this year. CEO Daniel Ek, in a message to employees posted on the company's blog, said the jobs were being cut as part of a strategic reorientation. Spotify has expanded its podcasting and audiobooks and struck expensive deals with well-known figures such as the Obamas and Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle. And while the shifts have helped Spotify attract listeners and subscribers, it struggled to become consistently profitable. Alaska Air has reached a roughly $1.9 billion deal to buy Hawaiian Airlines. The airlines will retain their separate brands, but said together they'll have broader reach. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. ESPN 93.5, Brian Kilmeade, Fox News superstar. Are you there?
TV, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, my pleasure. Do you know where you are? Do you ever know where you are, you know, in the morning? Do you realize the day it is or where you are? Brian, you there?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're talking about your book. I want to know how Booker T. Washington and Teddy Roosevelt impacted Martin Luther King. What do you think?
I think there's no doubt about it. He did. And I think that Martin Luther King was a collector of all great thinkers, people in history, whether it was a philosopher or was someone in semi-modern times, although he died decades before. Booker T. Washington was the number one guy at that time. And I think he took a lot of inspiration from him. I can't do the definitive biography of Martin Luther King Jr., but I know that he was all over his biography.
Well, it's a book. I've never seen anything written about these two. Has there been things done about these guys?
You know, not that I know of. You know, that's a great question. Not that I know of, but I just do believe, too, that you know, you have a link from Frederick Douglass to Booker T. Washington. You have a link from Lincoln to Roosevelt, where Roosevelt was actually looking at Lincoln's funeral procession on Broadway when he was 6-7 years old in Manhattan. And then you bring right to the South in Alabama, where Tuskegee was located, where so much racial progress was cited because so many gains had to be made. But there's a Civil Rights Museum there, and Booker T. Washington's all over it. A lot of people think that Booker T was too accommodating, too accepting. To me, he was just practical. He knew he couldn't change everything, so he wanted to change something as much as he could in his lifetime. And he was somebody that was not big into the sit-ins or blocking bridges. He was into making the bridges and teaching people trades and changing people's perception of the races by showing, educating the masses. And education is the great equalizer. We all know that now, but maybe no one knew that then until they saw what Tuskegee was producing.
So Fox News star Brian Kilmeade, Teddy and Booker T. how two American icons blazed the path for racial equality. It is everywhere that you buy books with Brian Kilmeade. It's kind of a prequel, this thing, because if you want to understand civil rights and what happened in the 60s, to know the backstory, I would think would be very important.
I think so. It gives a great perspective. Also, when people think, oh, things have never been so divided, races have never been so separate, I laugh out loud. Are you kidding me? You know how much progress we have made because of great people like the one you mentioned and Booker T. Washington and Frederick Douglass. I mean, you talk about divided. That was divided. And when people say, you know, give up on the country or talk about division, I mean, we made so many strides. Yeah. Everyone could continue to make it better, but you need perspective.
And you host a radio show every day, and so you guys, you know, talk about this. But certainly, when somebody says, "Well, African American," fine. I don't care, and I don't. You don't either. I like the content of character idea better. I could care less what color somebody is. I know you're that way.
Yeah, I mean, what I do is too, and I'm going to be on stage talking about this on January, Skokie and Joliet, and on the 21st. And I'm going to be talking about all the books, talk about the historical progress we made, along with knowing it's not a straight line to success and to being the number one economic and military superpower in the world.
Yeah.
But talk about all the hiccups and the great people that brought us all in the way. And I think people need a patriotic night. And that's what we try to do on stage. That's why I'm coming to Illinois in the new year.
Awesome. How can people get the schedule and maybe buy a ticket?
Oh, yeah, just go to BrianKilmeade.com. I'll be at the North Shore Center in Skokie. On January 20th, on the 21st, Rialto Square Theater on the 21st. And that'll be in the afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And hopefully people will get tickets. They get a book with every ticket. And you're going to get specials with Fox Nation, maybe up to a year free.
Mm.
So just they're going to stream one of them live. I don't know which one they're going to do. But they'll just stream one of them live. So you'll get to see it on stage. You get an idea right now if you go on Fox Nation. You get an idea right now about what I do on stage, and I think people like it. If you want a patriotic, motivational, inspirational night.
Well, listen, appreciate your time. I know you're busy. Appreciate it, Brian. Keep up your good work. Have a great Christmas, New Year, and thanks for being on.
Thanks so much, Stevie. Go get him.
You bet. You too. Brian Kilmeade, Fox News, got this new book out. I'd never seen anything. I didn't know Teddy Roosevelt and Booker T. Washington hung out.
Right.
I mean, that's interesting. So anyway, you can buy the book anywhere it is and go to Joliet. It's only a couple hours away.
The promise of the Emancipation Proclamation united them. So,
well, I mean, it was 1900, right. Emancipation Proclamation, 1863. It just, you know, we're still evolving. I mean, Martin Luther King, just 100 years after the Emancipation Proclamation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's it'd be fascinating to learn about that and the development and how much, be interesting to know the connection between Martin Luther King. I'm sure Martin Luther King studied Booker T. Washington, Frederick Douglass, and some of the greats before him. So, all right, 728. We had such an incredibly blessed day on Saturday. I just felt the presence of God all day long. I mean, Jacob and Grace and their vows at the Philo Presbyterian Church. Jason Epperson is just a wonderful, wonderful man and family man. He did the service and was great. And there was a lot of emotion all day long. And it was a position I've never been in my life. You know, obviously I talk a lot, but it was so much more emotion. I just felt weepy and kind of weak-kneed all day long. It was just when it's your daughter, it's just different.
It is.
It's just a whole different feel. There's a relationship between a dad and a daughter. It is pretty unique, and it's awesome.
So inside the last 6 months with Anna and Mike going through this, the first look, did you do that?
We did, and that was emotional. We had a videographer and a photographer. We had everything, and so that was all captured. I was Mike, the whole thing. I have no idea what I did, but, I turned around, and there she was. And
yes.
Shortly before.
So beautiful.
And it was just, but there was just such something going on in the church. It was just, there was a feeling there of the Holy Spirit, and it was real. It was so palpable, and it was awesome, and it lasted all day long. And again, we had it at the Urbana Country Club after the church here, and we had Mary Beth Farms had the carriage, and Martin was a wonderful
Oh, I don't know what you call a guy who drives the horses, but he had a Clydesdale.
That's right. They drove named Jill. Home. And she kind of reared up a little when the church bells started to ring.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself, oh, hey, how do you alert the animal that there's a sound coming?
Here comes the bell, Jill. Anyway, when you had a wedding like that, as you know, you just see so many people. Oh, hey, you know, great. These are the people that you're so excited could come, and we're honored that everybody could come, and it was really, really packed, and it was fun, and we just, the speeches were fun, and we had an enjoyable time with everybody, and thank you to everybody for all their work. Diane, you did so much for us in the prep and some of the flowers work, because we
you
did
betcha.
Do it yourself was
I got
what,
you.
What we had to do,
uh-huh.
and it was just wonderful. We had so many people, Doughy and Joy and... We had friends from Jacob's side.
Mm-hmm.
Vicky Trimble was awesome.
Yep.
But Doughy Gordon, kind of our captain, was just, and everybody, you worked too in the wee hours.
The floral decorating, that was their zone for sure.
I appreciate everybody, and we're very thankful. It's 7:30 ESPN 93.5. Grace and Jacob on their way to Fiji for their honeymoon.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The U.S. Navy shoots down three drones during an attack on commercial ships in the Red Sea launched by Iran-backed fighters in Yemen. Five fighters from another group are reported killed in Iraq.
It's described as a self-defense strike on an imminent threat. We're told a group of fighters appeared to be preparing a drone or rocket attack targeting U.S. forces in Iraq. They were taken out by a one-way United States drone.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The mother and sister of a man suspected of killing four family members in New York City say he was mentally unstable. Two police officers are also stabbed.
They're expected to recover. Investigators say one of the responding officers managed to shoot and kill the suspect, 38-year-old Courtney Gordon, an 11-year-old girl, 12-year-old boy, man, and woman had all been stabbed and killed.
Fox's CB Cotton. Police had to wait for a fire to be put out before going inside. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A man is pleading guilty to aggravated battery in the death of a 7-month-old son in Decatur last year. Police say officers locating Caden Tyson suffering from head trauma in February last year in the home of the 1000 block of West Isiro Gordo. He later died following an investigation. The child's father, Joshua Tyson, was arrested. Illinois running back Reggie Love III leaving the program. The St. Louis native announced he'd be transferring out of Illinois for his final year of eligibility. Love finished the season as the team's leading rusher. However, he battled an injury throughout most of the season and his Illini career. December's National Impaired Driving Prevention Month. December is a deadly month for drunk driving with two major holidays and lots of people traveling. The intention of National Impaired Driving Prevention Month is to raise awareness about the dangers of impaired driving. As we all know, with the holidays comes folks drinking a little bit too much. The key is find someone else to drive and enjoy your party. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, if we want, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. And it's a pretty easy go of weather expected for the next 5 to 7 days. A couple of weak disturbances on the maps and charts around here for later on tonight and tomorrow. A little more significant rainmaker early on into the upcoming weekend. And prior to that, temperatures surge well into the 50s. Today, though, a slow and sluggish should go on temperatures. Lots of clouds for much of the day. High temperatures up to about 43. There are some showers downstate and south of Champaign, Urbana. This morning, we'll see an overnight low tonight with some rain creeping back in after midnight to 36. Even a little bit of wet snow and rain here mixed tomorrow morning, early to mid-morning, and mainly cloudy afternoon. Wind shift around west-northwest and up to 42. Partly sunny for the day on Wednesday, and a high temperature there expected to top out at around 44. Here come the 50s Thursday. Showers in the 50s on Friday. 51 on Saturday. A couple of more showers as well. We'll cool into the lower 40s by Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Well, nearly half of employees say college failed to prepare them for their current job. Instead, they prefer hands-on training and TikTok. Dr. Andre Martin
organizational psychologist, author of the book Wrong Fit, Right Fit, Why How We Work Matters More Than Ever. Dr. Andre Martin, Portland, Oregon, where it is now 5:34 a.m. Sorry to mention that to you, Andre, but wanted to make sure you knew that you got up early today. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
We're at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, 50,000 bright people.
Go Illini.
I'm beginning to think that it probably isn't a bad idea to have a specific discipline. If you major in history, God bless you, but you're probably going to sell.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's just kind of what that is. So what's your take? What do we need to know here at the one of the premier universities in the world?
Yeah, so I think it's just reinforcing what we've known for a bit, which is the days of getting a four-year degree and then leveraging it over the entirety of your career, they're just probably gone. You know, the truth is that our degrees just aren't enough to often even get us started in our careers.
Okay, so, and I guess the cost of college has certainly gone into the lexicon of thought, because if you get into $200,000 in debt and you're making $48,000, that's going to take a long time.
Yeah, and it's interesting, right? Because 65% of all open jobs still require a bachelor's or associate's degree. So the degree is valuable. But what we're finding is that 53% of college grads don't apply for entry-level jobs in their field because they feel like they're underqualified. And 46% of college grads end up working in an area that's completely different from their field of study. So we're just seeing that those degrees are important to have as a entry to even be considered for a job. But you're not going into the career that you often study in college.
But Mr. Psychologist, how do they find what they want to do? I mean, you know, whatever age you are, you're waking up this morning going, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple things, right? We know that this generation coming out of college right now, they have less practical work experience than any generation before them.
Well, and why is that? What happened there? Because you know, so and so bagged groceries when he was 15.
Parents just coddling him,
Well, I think there's a couple things happening, right? I mean, I have kids that just entered college, and I'll tell you, the pressure to get into school is much higher than it was, you know, 15, 20 years ago. And so I think just the demands of high school, all the things that we're asking them to do. I think secondly, yes, his parents were probably coddling them a bit more. We're allowing them to spend their summers doing other things. But I mean, the truth is that they just don't have the same practical knowledge, same practical skill set, same sort of work ethic, because it just hasn't been training to them. So, you know, I always tell folks, I'm like, if you're in college right now, probably a good idea to do a little bit less partying and using your extra time to gain those practical skills, things like Excel, things like understanding budgets, things like customer service. And if you're a new grad, you got to interview to find companies that legitimately invest in building new skills once you get there, right? Because we know you don't have what you think you need to be successful. We know that employers are often saying, hey, this next generation coming in, they're just not ready. And so how do you spend your time getting more ready and join companies that are willing to invest?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because if you're saying you got to interview, I can't text my answers.
Right.
Right?
I have to look at somebody and talk to them.
That people, have you noticed, do you talk to people that are 18, 24? They're not very comfortable if they don't have their phone in their left hand or right hand if they're left-handed. So, I mean, I think it's like my kid. I had a kitty cat sheet when I was 3, okay? And I needed that sheet right by my thumb. So, I mean, I think we've got something there that's a problem.
I'll tell you, they use the phones as a crutch. You know, it's a place they can pull their attention towards, they can look at, they can hold in their hand. It's very much security as much as anything else. And this generation will tell you as well, right? Coming out of college, they see they're not ready. They're not comfortable speaking in big groups. They're not comfortable sort of being in teams and sharing their point of view. And they're looking for someone to help them. And so I think in colleges, we're going to have to find ways to make education much more practical. Right, we have a couple of universities that are now doing co-op programs, letting people take a semester off, go and get work, real work experience. You know, as employers, anybody coming in the workplace, we're going to have to spend more time training them, getting them ready, giving them skills that make them more productive and actually, you know, more engaged because they feel more confident they can do their job. So it's, you know, there's things we have to do on both sides of the street.
So speaking of the phone, I know I was interviewing an intern and they had said, and I kind of, you know, cringed. It probably was noted on my face when the phone was pulled out. And the person said, I have a few notes on my phone. Do you mind if I reference them? And I appreciated that because I was thinking, ugh, are they checking, you know, the time or are they checking a text? Is that more important than what we're talking about here? What's your opinion of that, Andre?
Hey, it's really an important social norm that we have to sort of reset, right? Because of just what you said, those phones can be used for a lot of things. If I'm an interviewee and I pull out my phone, I think it's important to say, hey, I have notes on there or I'm taking notes on
there. Right.
Do you mind if I have it out? And it's just super polite to ask that question. I think also as the people interviewing, we came from a very different place, right, where we didn't have phones. We didn't have those distractions. We didn't use those tools. And I think we have to be open to saying, hey, maybe they can play a bigger, broader, more important part. And maybe it just isn't, you know, scrolling through Instagram that they're doing. They're actually using them as tools to be more productive, and respecting that is important as well.
You can certainly be more productive. There's no doubt about it. I just would question when you said, well, they're least prepared. You got to be able to communicate in this life. You still do. Face-to-face, eye contact, shake a hand, look them in the eye kind of stuff. I don't know how much we got.
No, you know, I don't either. I think they have some additional ways of communication that we don't have, right? They've picked up different ways to communicate, but that's face-to-face. I mean, much of what we do at work, whether it's on video and Zoom if you're remote or in a meeting room, it requires strong, trusted relationships. It requires us to be able to influence and communicate with other people. I mean, there's studies out there that say we decide trustworthiness in the first 1/10 of a second that we meet somebody.
Wow.
Our first impressions happen in 7 seconds, and it takes 8 additional meetings to upend our initial thoughts about people.
No
so
kidding.
Those wow. first impressions, your ability to show up powerfully, it really does matter. And I think we just got to do a better job in college of teaching these quote-unquote soft skills, because they're becoming essential elements of success.
What happened to the cost of college? I mean, it used to be, you know, $200 an hour. That you, I mean, it's just gone so crazy.
For the credit hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why would it have gone to where it's criminy? I mean, with room and board and everything at the yep. University of Illinois, it's 30 at least, maybe 40, 30,000. That's really hard for a middle-class family to afford.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, right? You still see, like I said, those requirements for a bachelor's degree, and then there's a whole set of really smart, really gifted, really gritty talent that we aren't seeing or getting available because of that requirement of college and because that cost is so high. Something's going to have to change in that system. I think you're going to see it in two ways. One is I believe colleges are going to find a way to augment that in a different way. They're going to have to bring down the cost. The other thing is there's a lot of employers who are starting to build what I would call apprentice or certification systems where they're saying, hey, we're going to drop that entire degree requirement. And we are going to build those skills in you through certifications, through our own training programs. So places like Google and IBM are saying, hey, we're going to drop that requirement completely, and we're just going to give you the skills we think you need.
Well, and so, for me in broadcasting, it's the internships that really where you can
right.
get in there and do the work and see if you're cut out for this job.
Yeah, and going back to where we started is if I was in school right now, I would be finding people that do the job today that I think I want to do and find a way to shadow them, find mm-hmm. a way to see the reality of it. Because in things like broadcasting or even my line of work, apprenticeships, the best way to learn.
Yeah.
Like you learn from the masters and mistresses of their craft. You learn from the people who do it really well. And you have to be around them to be able to do that. And so I think those apprenticeships, it's a really interesting thing. Those were very popular way, 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 way back. I think they're going to come back and they're going to be a larger part of how we get people ready for a job.
Well, the great motivational speaker, Les Brown, always said, you got to be hungry. And I think that yep. the good news for 18 to 24 is if you're hungry, you will stand out because there's just, it's different than it used to be, for sure.
That's right, 100%.
You get in there, and you don't be asking about how much time you get off, and if you have to come in on Wednesdays, Thursdays, or Fridays, you need to say, I'm going to make you better, Mr. Boss. I'm going to work hard to make you look good. That's my goal.
Well, and to know a little about the company that you're talking to.
Have a clue the name of the business and how you spell it. Maybe.
Exactly.
But there's a whole line of new entrepreneurship there to train people to be outstanding. But you know what, Andre? You really can't fake outstanding. You either got it or you don't. You either have the heart to do it or you don't. And COVID messed us up a lot because I don't think people have any expectation of going 5 days a week anymore.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, flexibility has been a big conversation. I really do look at this next generation. I have a lot of empathy for them, right? They came through this pandemic, which frankly I didn't face in my lifetime. They've grown up with no recollection of life before the internet, so they're just connected to their technology all the time. And, you know, what's interesting, though, is they will say, like when you talk to the generation, they would choose more meaningful work over a higher paycheck and a boring job any day. So they're looking to want to do more. I just don't think they know how. And so we've got to find a way to get them ready to have that growth mindset, to have that grit, to have that ambition. And part of that comes from just learning how to work early and the benefits of having a job, right? I mean, my early work experiences, as bad as those jobs were, they taught me the value of money. They taught me the value of hard work. They exposed me, you know, to small business owners who spend 24/7 trying to learn how to put food on the table for their family. Those are important lessons to learn. And I don't know if we're teaching those as often to our kids.
I think, you know, it'd be an interesting book to have the response of the parents that have 53% of their children that don't even apply in the major they worked on. I think the reaction would be, what, really? You're not applying, honey. You spent 6 years doing that. Okay. It's although college for me, I learned more about me than anything.
Yeah, right.
But again, I was in speech communications.
Can I meet the deadline? Can I get the final paper done and all that?
I learned that if you don't do it yourself, it ain't getting done.
Yeah.
And you're the man and you're the woman and you either do it or you're tough stuff. You deal with the consequences of stuff like that. But it's definitely amazing that I've gone from let's go put on the music to turn it down. I like dark socks in my shorts and the music's too down loud and we're not going there and all these things that old people do. It's just
we become our parents, don't we? And you know, you bring up a really important point here though, right? Is that hey, when you're in college, like you got to realize that life's the greatest classroom on earth. You know, and so again, I just think we got to get our kids back out in the world. You know, get off computers, get away from the TVs, put your phones down, get out in the world and you know, learn how to interact with them. I mean, that's one of the greatest lessons we can give. And if we do that, I think you're going to start to see, you know, more and more just ambition, more and more interest in learning and growing and trying to find a way through the world. And I think the other thing we haven't done really well with our kids is we've allowed them to grow in this world. Was like, hey, do what you love. And I kind of come from the standpoint, I'm like, do what you're good at, right? You should be in college finding out what you are good at, what you can do really well, and that should be your job, right? This whole idea of just follow your passions, I think it can lead people astray, and you can end up getting a college education. It just isn't that useful.
Organizational psychologist, author of the book, Wrong Fit, Right Fit, available everywhere, Andre?
Everywhere.
Dr. Andre Martin, buy his book today. He got up early from Oregon. Let's support him. Andre, nice. Always a pleasure to have you on. I appreciate you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot. You'll have a great day and happy holidays.
You as well. Andre Martin from Oregon this morning, ESPN 93.5. Tapman's towing phone line.
My first gig, you know, at 9 years old, a neighborhood paper route girl, but we don't even have papers to deliver anymore. What do kids do in their early stages? I guess babysitting and lawn mowing and things like that.
You can do stuff around the house, you know, chores and things like that.
Right, but that's still your mom, and she's not like a boss.
No, that's true.
And then I worked for my brother Michael, Deuce Construction, and tidied up the office on the weekends when I started to be a teenager. I just don't know what we're doing as far as getting our kids responsible and learning a task list and how to complete those duties and how it feels so great. And
well, it does. And then you deal with the world a lot there too, because somebody yelled at you or they, you know, that, I mean, it's, It's tough, but if you get out there and you figure, oh, I'm not comfortable here, well, tough.
Mm-hmm.
Find something else or get comfortable.
Right.
You know, you have a choice in life to go into something believing you can do stuff and be great at it, or moping around and feeling sorry for yourself and saying somebody's picking on me. We need a safe space because that person, he's weird. He's so mean. Okay, that's true, but that's kind of life.
Well, and to me, the parents need to keep their kids engaged in, you know, church groups or scouts or...
Well, who you're surrounded by has a lot to do with who you're
going to... 4-H in our area.
Be who you want to... And every parent through the ages have always wondered who we're letting the kids hang with.
Right.
You need to know what group that is. And it's... Listen...
And to me, that's the bully prevention right there. You got to have your people surrounding you so you don't get picked on.
But isn't it amazing, the most important job you'll ever have in your life, you never get any training for? Parenting.
Yeah.
Nobody ever says, this is step one, step two, step three. You take a baby home and, you know, somebody says, well, you need a bottle. Well, then how do you prepare the bottle? Then what do? And how do you heat it up and all these other things? You learn kind of on the job for that. And so how do you react when you don't sleep for a week and then you've got to discipline your child, but you're too mad because you're too tired?
That's right.
The most critical thing is your children, your family. You know, you have your faith in your family and you've got to have fully squared away. So the faith gives you the grace and understanding and forgiveness and patience that you might not have otherwise because of your understanding of Jesus and his forgiveness and pursuit of you. And then you're thrown into that thing and you're supposed to be a great patient father that loves you all the time. And it just, I don't know. I think that, you know, we don't appreciate the responsibility, you know, a mom or dad has in raising children.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're thrown in there supposed to make all the decisions on the fly. And yet you need a license to fish, but you need nothing, as they said in the Breakfast Club, you need nothing to be a parent. And yet it is the most important thing you're going to do in your life. Absolutely number one, and all the boards and all the things you're serving on and all the things you're doing doesn't matter. It only matters what happens to your kids.
Right.
It only matters what happens to your spouse.
Right.
That's the thing and that we've lost. The foundation of our families has been crumbling since, I don't know, 50s, 60s evolution, and that's where we're having most of the problems because nobody had a guide. The kids are being raised with nothing. How are they supposed to know what to do? Mm-hmm. They're going with the person that was nice to them that gave them a $100 bill.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it isn't easy out there,
it's
folks.
It's not easy.
7:51, a quick break, some weather next.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Hi, I'm Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons. Voting is a civic duty and responsibility that I work every day to protect and enhance as your county clerk. You have a choice to vote in person or by mail. The data shows that vote by mail is the most efficient way to vote. There are many reasons why, and here are a few. Instead of using your tax dollars for physical space and buying more election equipment, vote by mail allows us to reduce election costs. VBM increases overall voter turnout, and there's no need to schedule time off work or find transportation to cast your ballot. Just follow the step-by-step guidance we mail to you, fill out your ballot, and mail it back to our office. It's that easy. If you use one of the drop boxes located throughout the county, there's no charge for postage. Other states have universal VBM elections, and they see the savings and higher voter turnout we deserve. I strongly encourage you all to sign onto the permanent vote by mail list and vote from the comforts of your home. Go to ChampaignCountyClerkIL.gov and sign up now.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda,
BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Weather brought to you by Carl.
We're just talking about careers, Stevie. Carl has some great options for you. And if you'd like to explore, carl.org/careers.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday. Lots of clouds sticking around into the first part of the week. A warm-up for the second half of the week. Another cool-down the back end of the weekend. No sign of any prolonged winter weather for now on the maps and charts. The clouds stick around for the day-to-day. One sneak peek of sun and just 43 the expected high, but that's right on target for the time of year. North-northwesterly wind. A bit of rain after midnight tonight down to 36. Even a little wet snow mixed in with some of the rain tomorrow morning early on. Mainly cloudy. The high to about 42. Winds will shift around into the west and northwest. Down to 28 for tomorrow night. Partly sunny, 44 on Wednesday. Windy and milder up to 54 with sunshine on Thursday. Could be a shower in spots here by late Friday with a high near 57. Lower 50s on Saturday. Some shower activity expected and will cool off with a couple of more showers into Sunday of the back end of the weekend with high temperatures up near 42. Seasonal temperatures due in for early next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, coming up after 8. We are going to talk about what you all think but don't say, and that is the now shaming of the tipper. Whatever you're doing, it is now handed in front of you. They're watching your eyes as you click no tip or tip.
That's right.
Right in front of you, standing there. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get into that coming up with an etiquette expert. Ooh. Stand by. All right, some texts we've got in so far this hour.
Right, we were talking about Florida State University and how they're 13-0 and where are they on the bowls. And then we got the difference between Ohio State
team. Who won with a third-team quarterback back in the day.
Yeah. That's right. The difference between Ohio State team and Florida State team is Ohio State looked dominant with Cardale Jones. Florida State has not looked that way. Clear drop-off after Jordan Travis got hurt.
Well, now you got to pass the eye test. You can't just be undefeated because if Illinois was, 13-0 and we beat Northwestern in a bad game, but we still won, I'd want to be in the top four. But now they're going to expand it, so it'll be a little bigger field going forward for this bowl championship thing. But, yeah, it's still, if you're a Florida State fan, you're not feeling very good this morning. There's no question.
In Ohio State, I think their quarterback, Kyle McCord, says, I'm in the transfer portal, dude. So that just happened inside the last few hours that he declared that.
I don't know much about Kyle McCord. I know he plays for Ohio State.
But, I mean, they're going to the Sugar Bowl against Georgia, right?
I mean, that'll be a good game.
But Kyle's still part of that, right? Or
I don't know. If you tell your boss you're quitting, but you want to go to the Christmas party, I don't think you get to go to the Christmas party.
That's what I'm saying.
Why would you say that, Kyle?
Know.
What are you thinking? anything else in there?
So, love this college segment. Can you ask why we waste time and money on that first year or so of college when it's not classes in our field?
It's called Parkland Pathways. You live on campus and you're part of the crowd, but you go to Parkland and take that required 101 thing that you don't have to spend the money at Illinois, but you can live on campus.
English and math helps establish the foundation.
Well, you just go through that and make sure that you've got it, because that's kind of a basis,
I guess.
But you can still do Parkland Pathways and intend to go your junior senior year, but get a much less bill and be able to pay for it and afford it at Parkland.
I did not like those beginning classes at EIU, though, those first two semesters. And I didn't do well on my grades. And I was thinking I was going to flunk out of college on just beginning math stuff that I didn't remember from my freshman year in high school. It's like, I don't want to do the algebra in broadcasting.
You got to know.
You know what
it.
I mean?
Yeah.
So I ended up finding tutors because that's my zone is communication.
But you can pay less to get the basics. You can go to Parkland for that.
I get that.
You don't need to pay the big money at a big university for
Absolutely.
That. And then somebody else?
Stevie J preaching this morning.
Oh,
love it.
Appreciate that. Okay, we'll break for news and come back and talk about how bad a tipper you are and how shamed. I mean, tipping used to be like, okay, man, you're awesome. I really like you. I want to give you some money. Now it's like, you owe me, man. It's part of my salary. How can you take my money away, man? Well, because you were real rude to me. I mean, at one point, I always tip, and I get it. But, man, you got to work hard to get the better tip. You just, I don't know why you expect to get 18 to 20-some percent if the service wasn't good. I know. You should be generous and helpful, but you got to be good, too. It's just a two-way street, right? I mean, it seems to me. So we'll get into that, touch the base. You can text in 217-359-2255 if you have any thoughts or comments along the way. We'd be happy to hear from you. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I am Stevie J. This is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. It is December 4th. It is Monday. And